Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Live from headquarters here on 100 Yards of Football, Vincent Turner goes home to the 901. And if the city of Memphis or the University of Memphis needed another spokesperson to promote the virtues of the city or the school, they would need to look further than the next subject. D'Angelo Williams takes a deep dive with Vincent Turner right here on 100 Yards of Football. It's Memphis and the 901.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm Vincent Turner. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen this morning. Well, if you've been watching these videos over the last few months, or almost a year, everybody knows that Vincent Turner is really proud from where he's from. Born in Memphis, Tennessee, John Gaston Hospital, July 17th, 1960. I got a birthday coming up next month, and I'll be 62 years old. But the greatest thing about it, I've always loved the University of Memphis, from the football program to the basketball program to the baseball program. It's something about that city that's never left me. Right now, I live here in Douglasville, Georgia, which is 30 miles west of downtown Atlanta. But make no bones, even if I die here, I'm still, when they put me under, I'm still going to be talking about the 901 Memphis, Tennessee. And the reason is very simple, because I grew up in a tremendous atmosphere and I owed it to my parents, Chester and Inez Turner. But let's get to the University of Memphis. The University of Memphis is not a profile football program such as Florida State, Georgia, Alabama. It's never been on that level. Primarily, it's been known for basketball, which is deserving. But this young man today that I'm bringing up is very special to my heart and to the city of Memphis. He's by far one of the maybe top 10 individuals that's ever came through Memphis on any level. I'm being very serious. Because you look at Memphis right now, a lot of people are saying, well, why have been so crazy about Memphis? And the first thing I meet people out there in society want to say, well, Memphis is a real, real troubled city. It's got a lot of problems. I understand that. But one thing I can bring up is the positives. And when this young man committed to the University of Memphis to play football, make no bones, it wasn't about winning national championships. It wasn't about having NILs put in your name. It was about a young man that took a chance. And a motto, it don't matter where you go, it's what you do when you get there. And see, he took that chance in a city like Memphis, Tennessee. It's not like Naples, Florida. It's not like the Keys. It's not like LA. It's just a little town off the banks of the Mississippi River. And it gets hot in the summer. But Memphis is known for barbecue. But when that young man, D'Angelo Williams, had rushed for over 2,500 yards of win high school, had almost 300 yards in the high school playoff game, every school in the country wanted him. And I remember that. Ole Miss, Arkansas, Iowa, Notre Dame, even USC came calling. even during the time, maybe he would have been there with Reggie Bush and Lindale White. And he was getting ready to sign with Arkansas. But see, D'Angelo was real close to his mother. And the thing about it was, is that I remember on signing day, his mother brought him the national letter of intent to sign with Arkansas. And before he signed, he said, this decision didn't feel right. Thank you, Tommy West, who was the head coach at the time out of Gainesville, Georgia. And he said, I'm going to sign with Memphis where I'm supposed to go. Think about it. Memphis is not no high-level program. Ain't even came close to sniffing a national championship in the American Football Conference right now. But the thing that makes you proud, and I hope everybody that's watching this video here at the University of Memphis, please stand up and pound your chest as a tiger. Dun, 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 dun. Because you need to give D'Angelo Williams his flowers. If you don't have his phone number, please call him. On the athletic pages, Facebook, Twitter, give this man love because he came to the University of Memphis and changed the whole dynamics of the athletic program. And the thing I remember what he said when he signed, Memphis is no national flashy profile. I know I never probably win a national championship. The national exposure is not there, but I'm gonna do something about that. But I love the atmosphere, the city, and then everything I want. The people, the love, the school, and the culture. And he picked the University of Memphis. Granted, he didn't win a national championship, but ended up going over 6,000 career yards. Again, mentioned the names with Tony Dorsett, Earl Campbell. Then 55 touchdowns, excuse me. Then he went on and got drafted in the first round by the Carolina Panthers and went over 8,000 yards rushing in his career. Got two real good contracts, ended up playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Outstanding. Then look at what he developed at Memphis that got better. His skill set, his instincts, A+. His natural feel, A+. His explosion, A+. Quickness to the hole, A+. Inside run, A+. The vision, A+. The burst and acceleration, A+. That extra gear, A+. Football intelligence, the FBI. And I knew as a freshman, this young man was going to be something special. Tulane that year, 166 yards rushing his freshman year. Came back, had an 86-yard touchdown run. And I said, you know what? At this university, that's had so many great football players, Eric Harris, Keith Simpson, Ernest Gray, Tadell Millington, Keith Butler, Keith Wright, Mike McKenzie, Ken Irving, Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce. I say this kid right here has got a chance to be the best football player to ever step through the halls of the University of Memphis right over there on Southern Avenue. 34 100-yard career games at the University of Memphis. First team All-American in 2005 with the likes of Reggie Bush. Had a decent NFL career. Made a lot of money. Final game of his career in the Motor City Bowl. Went over 263 yards and 3 touchdowns. One of the greatest, maybe the greatest athlete that's came through the University of Memphis. And I know I'm saying a lot because on the basketball side, I'm putting them up there against Penny Hardaway, Larry Finch, John Gunn, Keith Lee, Vincent Askew, Sylvester Gray, William Buffett, Larry Keenan, Cheyenne Gibson, Elliot Perry, Dwight Boyd, Chris Douglas Roberts, Robert Dozier, Derrick Rose, Joey Dorsey. Yeah, I'm putting them up against Antonio Anderson, David Vaughn, Tony Matlock, Lorenzen Wright. But this young man, he did something for the University of Memphis that's never, never going to go away. He put us on the map of pride, honor, respect. And he showed you to all you other athletes that's in high school or maybe getting ready to go to college. You don't have to go to Georgia. You don't have to go to Alabama. You don't have to go to Westlake High School. You don't have to go to the IMG Academy in Florida. Go somewhere where they want you. They love you. And most of all, they're true from the heart. That's what D'Angelo Williams saw at the University of Memphis. Retired in 2017 and came back to Memphis. And every time the people go crazy over there, it's donated money to the university. And it's proud, man. Proud of that school. And when you look at D'Angelo, the one thing I have a lot of respect for him, it's not what he done for the University of Memphis from an athletic standpoint, but he was very close to his mother, Sandra Hill. I mean, closest you can ever think of. And when you saw D'Angelo at the University of Memphis, you saw his mother. His mother was a strong spokesman. She had breast cancer. She survived that disease for 10 years from 2004 to 2014. And when she died, I thought about D'Angelo. She died in May. And I thought about what he felt like at that time. And he also lost four close aunts that died of that disease. So that's five people. And I kind of know how he felt. That's a very terrible disease. And for your mother to be here that long is a blessing. But Miss Hill, his mother was special, man. Loved throughout the community at the University of Memphis. Was every event trying to raise money for this terrible disease. And also did some work over there at Lebanon Hospital, a children's hospital. She was about them actions. And I know that had to hurt D'Angelo when she left. And you know I know where he's coming from because I almost lost my baby sister, Stephanie Turner. Today the video is for you, young lady. She had breast cancer years ago, and she had a battle for her life. That's not a real, real easy disease, man. But the thing about it, outside what D'Angelo Williams did on the field, and what he did in the National Football League with the Carolina Panthers and Pittsburgh Steelers. The one thing I got a lot of love for him, he lost his mother. But to this day, he dyed his dreads pink. And he said, breast cancer is a culture to me. And see, this life is about actions. 2019 on up to now, he's paid for 500 monograms. I want to get it right. And much more in the community of Memphis. And also, I believe, in Charlotte, North Carolina, and in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, of ladies with breast cancer. Then he's quietly stepped away from the game, doing some other endeavors, but he's real strong in that breast cancer, man. Think how special D'Angelo Williams is, losing your mother and watching that disease for almost 10 years. Then losing four aunts. still performing at a high level on the football field, man. He's roared in college football. One of the few backs to go over 6,000 yards in his career. Tony Dorsett, LaDainian Tomlinson. At a school that wasn't even known for football. .205 yards against Chattanooga, .220 yards against UTEP, .236 yards against East Carolina, his senior year. But knowing his mother down the road was going to battle breast cancer and might leave here, he chose the University of Memphis. That's something special, man. A lot of people don't know that about him, man. But D'Angelo Williams is going to be one of my top five athletes of all time. Put him right up there with Ali, who's my greatest athlete. He represented, man. Not only on the field, but outside and what he was going on. See, that's when you know that you built for this life. That's when you know you don't listen to nobody else. That's when you know that it's something in you. Believing in your confidence, believing in who you are. Sometimes we don't find that in our lives until later on. That comes from wisdom and experience. D'Angelo Williams had it early on. He could have went to any school in the country. And was going to sign with Arkansas, school I went to. Attended from 78 to 81, but he decided to go to the University of Memphis. It's not the Cayman Islands. It's not Naples, Florida. It's not LA. It's not South Florida. It's not the U. Jerome Brown, Ed Reed, Ray Lewis. It's not USC, Richard Wood, Reggie Bush, OJ Simpson. It's not Alabama, Tuscaloosa. Bryce Young, Devontae Smith, Will Anderson, he chose the University of Memphis. And you know what? Look what he's become. Class act. Outstanding individual. Proud to do the video on him today. Proud. Y'all just don't know. So when I share this video, to the University of Memphis, stand up, Tiger Nation, and honor and give flowers to D'Angelo Williams. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. To my man who brought me up beautiful this day, the best voice in the hall. TV, radio, social media. Mr. Marky B, my ass. My final words about D'Angelo Williams. You know I got to take it back. Stack records. I grew up two houses over from this man. Used to see him when I was a little boy. He wrote this song with the legend, Isaac Hayes, Mr. David Porter. Kudos to his son, Greg. Mr. Williams, when he committed to the University of Memphis, he a soul man. Coming to you on a dusty road. Good loving. I got a truckload. And when you get it, you got something. So don't worry, because I'm coming. I'm a soul man. Da 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 da. I'm a soul man. Do 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 do. D'Angelo Williams, the 901 baby. My hometown, Memphis, Tennessee.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time: this show is presented by Bet Online.
Like the video, please come in and share. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.